away they go. Give me a gamble on Waterfront, just a little bit sluggish away. Warrior of Destiny, first one to break. Rumbo Rossi won't make life easy and hugs the rail. Captain's Angel, handy enough at the outside and pushing forward to get amongst the leaders. Then comes Catch Me, who races at the outside of Zun Fun Maurice. Next best is Gimme a Gamble. They follow by Fractal in the red and white colours, and Waterfront races at the back of the field. And the field covered by about 8 lengths as they head through the corner of the track, and Captain's Angel won the battle for the lead and cleared away by 2. Warrior of Destiny watches on from second. Rumbo Rossi races away in third and 4 lengths off the leader. Then comes Catch Me, who got a bit closer, one off the fence in the Aquamarine. Zun Fun Maurice, that's in the light blue jacket and red cap, but no real pace on. Kept company at the outside by Fractal. There we go, a length and a half away to Waterfront. Gimme a Gamble's dropped out to the rear, still 8 lengths from first to last. They approach the last 600 metres. Leader is Captain's Angel, has it a length and a half. Over Warrior of Destiny in second, Catch Me gradually gain places, races away in third towards the top of the straight. Rumbo Rossi swings in fourth. Then comes Waterfront, the yellow cap covering ground, giving himself some options. Next best is Fractal. Then came Zun Fun Maurice. The back marker is Gimme a Gamble, 350 out. Captain's Angel, Warrior of Destiny, Catch Me. Further back then to Waterfront, nearest us, getting into the race. It looks a four-cornered contest at the 200 metres board. Captain's Angel, Warrior of Destiny, Catch Me, and then comes Waterfront. Only a length between the top four. Warrior of Destiny puts his nose in front. Catch Me lashing home. Warrior of Destiny lost it. Catch Me ran second. Waterfront third. Captain's Angel was fourth. Warrior of Destiny does the job in race number four. Callan Murray on board for Pete Puerta, son of Elusive Fort. Owned by Racing Around the World Syndicate nominee Nicole Buerta and bred by Peter DeBayer at the maidens in the ninth attempt. He'll do enough from Catch Me. He was finding his feet to the end but just missed. Third goes to number 8, Waterfront. Third again. Then came Captain's Angel, further back to Zun Fun Maurice. So that'll be the run on for race number 4. Winners towards the right-hand side, white sleeves and pink cap, came out nicely, let the race unfold in front with one horse going quicker, the form of Captain's Angel, and Warrior of Destiny had to struggle some challengers who were really laying it down over the final 200 metres, but he's going to come out on top in the fourth race on today's card.
Okay, so opened up in the region of 7-1. Crunched down late, number 3, Warrior of Destiny, being given a good ride by Callan Murray. He was in a great position turning for home and picks them off to win going away, the 3-year-old colt, son of Elusive Fort. Well done to Pete Buerta. Well done to the Racing Around the World Syndicate. To Mrs. N. Buerta, congratulations. This one was bred by Mr. Peter DeBayer. Let's get that right. So 3, Warrior of Destiny is the winner. Beats number 5 into second, Catch Me. Third will go to number 8. That was Waterfront, who was low-flying late. And fourth, number 7, Captain's Angel.